This is where gratitude for afflictive states pours out, because I totally understand afflictive states to the core. As many of you know, during August, since August for the last 3 months, I had eczema, and it really flared up to the worst it's ever been, all over my face and parts of my body. And the afflictive states that arose during that time were horrendous. I don't think I've experienced such afflictive states to that degree. I've experienced other afflictive states, but this was, it just felt very overwhelming at times, that I just didn't want to show up anymore. I just wanted to hide. I wanted to sleep my days away. I felt tremendously unworthy, ugly, horrible. Raging, anger, frustration, irritation, itchiness, cannot decide what to do, what doctor to see, what cream to use. All kinds of things were just raging in me constantly. And I didn't know how to take a short moment. I felt like, how do I take a short moment? What is clarity again? Where is clarity? Where is that ease that I've been feeling? And then I just went back to being gentle on myself and going back to basics. And that's just resting body and mind for a brief moment and not describing. And I just went back to basics and started doing that, relaxing with everything and allowing myself to feel everything fully. No matter what was going on, no matter how intense, I just allowed myself to feel everything fully. I gave myself that gift, not to pretend to be something else or feel something else, but to really allow myself to be fully human and be real. If I don't feel ease, that's fine. The ease doesn't have to look a certain way. I really understood what it meant by having ease in dis-ease, by feeling totally uncomfortable but being at ease. There was a subtle okayness that I knew everything was okay, that I am taken care of, no matter what it looked like on the outside. I'm totally taken care of, as we are all taken care of in each and every moment. And it really allowed me to connect with everybody worldwide, all beings that feel extreme afflictive states during one point of their life or another. True connection and true relationship with each and every single person. Seeing that it wasn't my afflictive state, as Candace so beautifully said in her talk. Everything just arose so spontaneously out of this natural perfection. And I could just allow it to be and allow myself to be fully with your tremendous support, you know, tremendous support from all of you, from the whole community, from the four mainstays, the four comforts. You know, I really contacted my trainer daily, and maybe twice, three times a day if I needed to. And at first I did feel a lot of shame, like, oh, I've been resting for a while now, I shouldn't be, you know, contacting my trainer so often and feeling all of this, and, you know, I should be an example of what clarity is all about and be at ease with everything and have a lovely smile and getting real, just allowing ourselves to feel everything, and even shame. It is just another viewpoint that arises, and it's totally fine. There's nothing there that obstructs our true well-being. We can really be gentle with ourselves. I mean, each and every single moment of just relaxing and relying on clarity, that is the greatest gift to ourselves and everybody else. that is of such benefit to ourselves and everybody else. And we can allow all these points of view to be as they are: anger, shame, irritation. It really showed me, my personal experience, that I can go beyond my points of view. So, as the same as everybody else can, go beyond their points of view. And you really start relying on clarity and gain more and more confidence in a very natural and gentle way. Our limits just, they fizzle away, they really do. I really saw that I'm not what I look like. I'm not what I feel like. I'm not what I think. I mean, I have horrendous thoughts. I have all kinds of emotions and sensations like everybody else. And I've got, you know, one cheek that's got blusher and one that doesn't. You know, things just are constantly appearing. And that's fine, because I just want to show up. And I just want to be of benefit, like we all do. And decision making, that's a great one for me, because I'm so indecisive. And I thought, right, now that I've got relying on clarity and I'm resting more, I'll be able to make decisions like this, you know, I'll know exactly what I want all the time. And no, I'm still indecisive, and that's fine. That's totally fine. I can once again just be gentle on myself, and I don't have to force myself to be one way or another. I just relax, and that decision just comes naturally. I don't force it anymore. I just, right, if I can't make the decision now, that's fine. I'll come back to it in the morning. Decisions just come, just like the decision to sit or stand or drink water. Decisions just come. You know, I just saw in my own experience that I don't even make the decisions. Clarity just decides. And I just keep in mind what will be of most benefit to myself and everybody else.